Jordan, what a win. Two men down. You kept believing.
Yeah, exactly. It was really good to see the fight in the boys, especially in the last half there. So it was good to get on the end of a couple, that's for sure. But it was a great team effort.
And it's pretty clear that this is still a united team and you definitely still play for your coach.
Yeah, we definitely had a disappointing start to the year, and I think that's really showing now, that anger's really coming out in how we play. So to get a couple wins on the trot's really good, but it's just another stepping stone to a few more wins, hopefully.
Upstairs, guys.
Jordan, Matthew Richardson, mate, well done. Terrific game today. What was the message at halftime from Bucks going inside your forward 50? Because I really thought you lowered your eyes more. You had a smaller forward line without Darcy Moore, and you were moved down there and played pretty much permanent forward. Was that the message at halftime, not to blaze away and let McGovern and Hearn and these guys intercept?
Yeah, pretty much. We knew they're really strong marking down back. So, like you said, it was just to flatten out those kicks if we were going deep, but also to use them hit-up options.
Jordan, well done today. Sensational win. A really enjoyable day at the footy for us. We've been raving about the job Levi Greenwood did on Andrew Gaff and his ability to kick that goal in the last quarter as well. You must appreciate a bloke who can really sacrifice his own game for the team and put away the opposition's best midfielder.
Yeah, 100%. It's obviously a really tough gig what he's doing, tagging. So I think pretty much every bloke on the ground hates you out there, but now the way he stood up and went forward and kicked that really important goal, so it was great for us and just shows his versatility.
Jordan, were you surprised Liam Duggan played on in the middle of the ground there? You were hunting him, you wanted to tackle him, but I reckon you were surprised when he took off.
Yeah, 100%. I was definitely surprised, but I was happy at the same time, that's for sure. So as soon as he took off, I thought I might have been a chance, and yeah, I was lucky enough to get the tackle.
No doubt I think your career will be as a midfielder, and you obviously love being in the midfield amongst the action, but was today a bit of a, maybe just something where you can store in the back of your mind and have that belief that if you're asked to go forward and play as a forward half player, that, well, you can certainly not just set up goals, but you can kick plenty as well. It must do yourself a bit of good feeling like that.
Yeah, 100%. So it's obviously a few different roles. I've been able to play for the team, which is good, but whatever the role is, back, forward, mid, wherever, I'll just give it my best, and I think that really showed today.
You got an attitude. I know you play all teams above you in the run home. Jordan, is it a bit of motivation to just try and muck up a few teams that are vying for final spots?
Yeah, 100%. We've got nothing to lose coming into these last few rounds. So we're just pretty much playing for the team and the coach, obviously, and our fans. So we've really got nothing to lose.
Do you feel over the last month or so, Jordan, that you've started to sort of unlock some of the mysteries of playing at this level? It looks as though you're really starting to put some consistent quality footy together, and I'm talking about you as an individual.
Yeah, I think, like you said, then consistency is pretty much number one in football. It's not great if you can do it 1 week, but not for the next four. So I think that's just something I'm still working out. Obviously, you see other players do it every week. I mean, you wonder how they do it, but I think it's just that consistent effort throughout the week of training and recovery and all that leads to these sort of results. So I'll just keep doing what I can and try and get the best results out of myself.
Jordan, we believe Darcy Moore, he ended up heading to hospital just to get checked out. A bit worried about his neck. It sounds like it's all pretty good. But Travi Varko in the rooms, how's he going? Have you managed to have a chat to him? He looked pretty sick when he came from the ground.
Yeah, to be honest, I haven't really seen Trav down here yet. But I think both of them are going to be okay. It's just all precautionary sort of stuff.
Hey, thanks for joining us, Jordan. On a night like this, magnificent win, adrenaline running through the system. Is it a bit of spaghetti with a bit of bland tomato sauce, or do you go to your local pizza shop and have one with a lot?
That's a good question, to be honest. Hopefully the chef at the club's got something good, so I'll be looking forward to that.
Good stuff, Jordan. Well done. Thank
Beautiful.
You.
Thanks for having me, guys.